like you did.
Board time, July 10 at 2 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds so much more efficient.
Yeah, that was nice, yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so for board time agenda, the first item on our agenda was legislative call. Our lobbyist is actually going to be coming down and doing a legislative wrap-up with the board next Wednesday. So we'll be joining us then, so we're not going to be doing a call. But we'll do legislative wrap-up and then beginning of the process of setting next year's agenda, county agenda for legislatures. Number two, old business. County administrator recruitment. BOCC follow-up with Francine. Francine is here for that. Do you have, Francine, on that?
I have nothing new.
Okay.
Looking for some direction from the board.
And I think as far as the direction from the board, I am starting to watch the clock, and we have less than 2 months now with the reorganization that we've been doing that I think will work great. Hey, Marty. With the deputy county administrator and budget director, that doesn't provide a lot of latitude, and it does still shift a fair amount of the responsibility on the county administrator position. So, and we've got less than 2 months to figure something out. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling like we need to light a little bit of a fire to get a process started. Whatever that process may be, we've got to get something started so that when Bill leaves that we have a good transition in place. And we have,
I have an appointment.
Exactly. As much as I would love to dive my head in the sand and just pretend it isn't going to happen, Bill is leaving in less than 2 months. So this is, I guess, my call to action for us to be thinking about that next week, coming back with a strategy for Bill. Will be here next week. He'll be here tomorrow, but come back next week with a strategy for what are we going to do? How are we going? What process are we going to start?
So, I want to ask Francine. Mm-hmm. Where are you and what have you done?
What I've done, so far, I've met with each of you, got your input, and shared what each one of you individually was thinking. We've updated a draft of the position description based on county code. So we took the county code, incorporated those details in the position description. I know Commissioner Dore indicated he also wanted to review the qualifications section and have some input there, so I was waiting for that.
Too. I worked on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you say that Bill's going to be back next week and that would be an appropriate time to address this?
Correct.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we... I asked Marty to come in to address something else that's not on the agenda. It's just a quick little...
Because you had a couple other things.
I will not be here next week, just so you know.
Well, hold on, guys. So then, did that answer your question? Let's finish up this little piece of it. Did that answer your question?
I should have brought in my updated suggested proposals of change.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing real drastic. Just kind of a cleanup. I don't know if the rest of you have looked at that.
I haven't seen it.
Did you have your own papers that we got?
At your papers and read it and have any proposals of change?
You know, we've been all busy, so.
Okay. I'll share mine with you this week. I'll make copies.
Great, thanks.
Okay, I also gave you some draft of other ones from other agencies if you wanted
to bring those
pull
next
those
week
out.
To board meeting.
I'm not going to be here next week.
But you can provide them
yes.
so that Bill has them.
Those,
you can bring them to the board.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Perfect. All right. Francine, did you need us for anything else?
I do not. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Do we need Francine for anything else?
What I was going to suggest is our next step is to go forward was have Francine maybe do a posting, a local posting, to do a field.
Let's think that through over this week, and then maybe we start that next week. And that may be a great idea.
I'm just thinking for a next step to move something.
Well, in order to post, you need to know what to post, and that's why we can bring all of that
right.
next week.
Right.
Perfect. All right, so we'll try to get coalesce around the detail of what we're looking for, and then get to it.
We'll put a job description ahead of it this time.
Exactly. I like it.
That's what we thought.
I like how you looked around a little bit for that. That's good.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
Thank you, Francine.
Okay.
All right, Marty, what do you got for Commissioner Medore? Did you want to?
Marty, you can lead.
We have a situation with Liberty Bible Church. They have two projects that are running simultaneously. One is their church expansion, which they're moving forward on. They have a foundation-only permit. They're going to do their building. But the second piece to that, to their project, is this four-lot short plat on the northwest portion of their property. This is Salmon Creek Avenue. This is I-205. This green shaded area is a roadway that was improved 20 years ago with a subdivision. But through the course of property transacting, this was never dedicated. So it's private ownership, but it's a county road, and these four lots don't have legal access to 125th Street. They can't do anything like underground utilities. They can't do any work because it's currently under private ownership. I'm going to contact Randy Prince, who used to work with Jerry Davis quite a bit, good friends with Jerry Davis, and apparently it's in the Davis estate. Ideally, we'd have them execute a quitclaim deed. If that doesn't, that's the first option and the best option, and the county really doesn't get involved other than have a quitclaim deed template for them. If that doesn't happen, then Chris Horn would be coming to the board for quiet title action. So it's just that's the third. The second option is that you ask Real Property Services and namely Louis Benedict to kind of get involved with this if the first option does not transpire. So we would need board direction to get more involved in this than we normally should be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it all should have been done with a subdivision 20 years ago, and it's still under private ownership. So it's their responsibility to dedicate the right-of-way. They made the improvement, so we wouldn't normally be getting involved.
And didn't we build the road?
No, the developer built the road.
Oh, the developer.
Because this 125th Street goes up, and there are lots.
Yeah.
To the north, and it's Harding Farms. So we wouldn't normally get involved with this.
Okay, that's why I didn't understand. Are you involved in this?
I met with Marty and Jack Foyt and staff that's been involved with this. It is a paved road. It's a county road.
Perfect example of not sharing, because I've been working on it too.
Yeah.
So you are in charge of it.
My baby. Okay.
Go for it, baby.
So basically, this is holding up a project, and I see it as a bookkeeping kind of thing.
I understand. They're already moving ahead. We've authorized the foundation to rebuild.
So the request here is to make sure that if some staff time is necessary in order to do this bookkeeping thing, we don't authorize them to just do it, take care of it.
We've been duplicating our work and duplicating our requests from staff. And that's the reason you've got to share with us when you do this.
Okay.
I've been working on it for a month or two.
Chris Bernard just came to the meeting this afternoon, so I think he's just now getting his foot.
We got a call from Jack Foyt. Hannah, when did he contacted us saying, can you help us get this done? And I didn't know you were working on it, so nobody said anything.
He contacted us a couple of weeks ago. He had mentioned to us that you had been involved in it. Otherwise, he definitely would have.
A lot of times they won't.
I have no idea.
Because they'll just try. They try different avenues. They'll work a couple of different paths and see where they can get traction. And they'll keep working parallel paths.
Well, and I think
not that they're doing anything.
Subversive. We need to share it four times.
Exactly.
We have that going on.
Yeah.
Because I'm working with two other people from the church as well as Mr.
Also,
Lake.
It might be helpful if the staff, if they're getting inquiries from two commissioners. That the staff advised.
We don't mean to make you do the work twice.
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing the work twice.
Well, actually, that's exactly what I'm doing, Tom.
Yeah.
And that is that I met with Jack today, just earlier today, for the first time on this project, and this is what we found out. So I asked Marty to come in, and we're doing exactly that.
Okay.
And I think, in fairness, you were working on the church part, which is one thing.
But it was
construction of the church.
It all belongs
to
the church.
Right away dedication and their short plat.
So they're two different things.
Two different projects on the same property.
Yeah, we started off on the lack of title.
Yeah.
And how I got involved is we originally had gone back and asked them to go back and take care of doing the ownership.
And that's what this is.
And in that partnership, there's only one guy left, and he's about 85, 90 years old, and he doesn't care. So I think in the interest of time, you might as well have our legal staff just do that as a recommendation.
Sure. Green light. Whatever you need to do.
So we're good if Louis, if we can't get them to do a quit claim, then we go with Louis, and then the third option is we'll have to come back if that second option doesn't.
Yeah, we'll start with the easiest solution and just increment up till we get it in.
I'm good.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. We're all on the same page now. Good. Anything else, Marty?
I do want to listen to this, the fee waiver, so it's, I don't have anything
and
else.
That is next on our list, so it works out pretty well. Marketing piece to promote fee waiver follow-up with Mary Kelly. Mary?
Okay, last week before he left, the county administrator asked me to research the potential for a very tightly focused project around this theme, which I have done, and I determined that we have a contractor already on call to the county through a previous RFP that could possibly take this on, given a new task order for this purpose, and that would be the Vancouver office of Berger Abel. However, we would need to agree on the essence of the project and the potential deliverables.
Did you draw that out as far as what a potential scope or deliverable might be?
Yes, but this would require the board's concurrence. And I made some notes, so I'll just whip through this with you.
Of course.
To define the project, create marketing tools to draw widespread attention to business-friendly regulatory environment in Clark County. Encourage job creation by businesses with potential to expand or locate in Clark County. Facilitate job creation through use of permitting incentives approved by Board of County Commissioners. Potential deliverables. Printed brochure versatile enough to be mailed or used as a handout. Digital version of brochure designed for distribution via email. Tasks for the contractor. Create content in cooperation with county representative who has authority to approve draft for presentation to BOCC. Prepare text and graphic design to include original digital photographs because they felt that that would be an important sales tool, basically. Things for the county to do: grant authority for county administrator and contractor to bring draft to BOCC on schedule to be determined. Have all changes from draft to final expressed and executed following one review by BOCC. Handle printing and distribution.
Sounds good. There's one thing that there was email that was good, there's flyer that's good. The idea of simply making something that is an insert that can be just dropped into the local newspapers is one of those ingredients that I would think it would naturally include in this.
So I was thinking of when she said flyer, I was thinking that it could, but it's good to make it clear that, you know, something that could actually be used as an insert as well as
we. I think they could price that.
Yeah.
But the reason this is so focused is because that's what we were instructed to do.
Right. But we talked about the insert, you know, as a potential delivery method
for print newspapers.
Yeah. Right. It could be the variation of a flyer.
Yeah. I mean,
It could be basically the same essence design in three different formats.
But I think just adding the words in there that, you know, mm-hmm. for potential of being, you know, inserted to a you know, to print publication or something like that.
With the proviso that the county would have to pay the newspapers to carry that.
Well, obviously that would be a part of the budget we'd have to look at and say, okay, well, this is how much different methodologies for delivery would cost, and here's the potential benefit. So that'd be part of what they'd have to figure out for us.
Right. We haven't identified a target.
That's what they would do. That's what they'd have to help with is that we set the general of.
Okay, I was so skinny in my notes here.
But it's a good point. There's nothing in there about identifying the target.
There is an audience.
Yeah.
So there's an audience, and the audience would be either businesses with the potential to expand or locate, as well as those professionals and organizations that typically work with businesses researching site selection and development.
That's in your
notes
already.
For example, yet commercial real estate brokers or consulting firms.
Commercial developers, commercial landowners.
Including people like Berger ABAMP, because they have clients who are prospects.
Well, I'm thinking people that own commercial properties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would, they want to stimulate the owner of the property to, it goes both ways. We get the owner to stimulate the developer, and the developer
right. Or the entrepreneur,
the owner.
Because part of what we've done is that we've cleared the path for redevelopment of properties for those vacant spaces, you know, the low-hanging fruit of vacant spaces, and those are entrepreneurs looking for a space to, you know, take their dream into action. So, you know, I wouldn't want to leave them out of the fold of it. Commissioner, you had, go ahead.
Yeah, I was certainly thinking that the general public of Clark County and maybe the northern, you know, Portland area would be a very good target, because the one of the key focuses here are those individuals that have an idea, have a dream, have the mom and pop job creators. If only I have this idea, like it will start a little, and they say, hey, well, this is the time, this is the place, I'm going to do it. So a general public, that's where most of these little businesses come from, just Joe and mom and pop out there.
Well, there's a little bit bigger than that. I can't think of the hotel chain. I talked to them
six
years ago. Hotel chain owner, privately owned over here.
The Red Line one or
Shiloh?
Shiloh. Right.
Yeah. At one time, we had him ready to step off, mm-hmm. step on over the bridge. Standard Insurance was looking at a satellite office at one time. So I don't want to omit those businesses, and I don't know.
Well, that
how to
would
contact
be
them.
The potential for a broad audience would be factored into the development. I think what they were saying to us initially is it would be for the county to distribute. So the county could distribute as the county saw fit, as widely as the county saw fit.
But I think part of what we need help with is figuring out how to get that best distribution to be able to reach an audience that of businesses, potential businesses.
Yeah, they should know.
Right, right. That's part of what we need is we need to, I mean...
So you
some sort of a sense of, like, who would we deliver it to? Because I don't know if I necessarily agree that it should just go in a business publication or that it should go, it should be something that's on radio or that should go in the general publications.
This is something we do with the county fair. We have media specialists that know how to target certain audiences. And so there are professionals out there that help with that sort of thing. And it may be a contract other than with Berger ABAM. Yeah. They produce the content. And then we contract with someone else to help us with the strategy.
That's a really good point. When is the fair?
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
So, wait, 2nd through 10.
2nd through 10.
Boy, I would think that's an opportunity. You got thousands of people, tens of thousands of people.
I don't know how often you, and okay, I'm going to be a little bit crass here. Doing something generally at the fair to promote business-friendly environment, That's sending a broad net out to potentially a narrow audience, because the audience that actually goes to the fair, and I've gone to it since I was a little kid, pretty much every year. So I'm pretty well aware of the fair, and I would say that we might want to be a little more targeted. And there's ways to do it at the fair. Absolutely, I think there's ways to advertise this at the fair. How we do it is going to be important.
The individual we're looking for is the expertise in those. Who our audience is.
Exactly.
They would tell us. We tell them what we want. They would tell us who the audience is.
Right.
And they would probably have that distribution list. It's like in a campaign. I go to the guy and I said, I want to contact everybody who voted once in the last 3 years.
Sure.
And they'll give me
every
name.
And that's what they're great at. I mean, and whether it's that's or whether it's someone who's worked at the fair, and we talked about this last time, they should be able to come to us and say, hey, look, this is what we want to achieve. This is what we're trying to do and getting the word out about the business-friendly environment of Clark County and, you know, creating your business, building your business, starting your business here. How? You know, who do you talk to make that happen? Because I think that none of us are professionals at that aspect of it.
Okay. Well, I in the interest of time, I tried to give you a really concise rundown. Right. I think that could be part of what they price. If we're asking for them to come back to us with a price, they could add in the newspaper insert and also a thoughtful
communication strategy
explanation of the audience.
Just a communication strategy.
Yeah, we need their input. I think that's what you're saying.
Would you like that?
Yeah. So they would come back to us and say, I've got this list, and I could do this, and I could do a mailer, and I could do a magazine, and I could do them. Mm-hmm. They would propose to us, right, Mary?
Well, I don't know about that, because the reason I don't know about that is county administrator said to have a discussion about something very tightly focused. And the more products you add, the more you add to the cost. And I think the board would have to agree that the board was willing to entertain that scope of project. So that's part of what we're doing today, is trying to get a sense of how large this project might be scoped.
If we just simply focus on one flyer, that can serve both as an newspaper insert that we can distribute via email, electronic-wise, that can be put anywhere, that keeps the project simple, quick, low cost, easy to distribute, one size fits all. It's a great starting point, because the importance of not only getting this done, but getting this done in a timely way is significant. So I don't want to add anything to it. Also, the first time you do something is the hardest time, the hardest thing. So if we get that first one right, I think we'll have more chances of that making an impact and successful. I'd love to be able to see us also use that same flyer at the fair. Where somehow, does the county ever have a presence at the fair?
We have lots of presences
always
at the fair.
Is there an appropriate place for this?
We have won several awards.
We have the River Ramble, which is all the environmentally clean water, solid waste.
So we got several presences at the fair, locations?
Several booths, yeah.
Isn't there a booth?
Okay. A lot of times.
So,
and then Planet Clark is there.
Great. So this would be just simply an available flyer that can be put in those booths, are you shaking your head? No.
I don't mean to be a naysayer. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I'm saying that I don't think a contractor would turn it around that quickly. We're talking about the first week of August, and we're already into the second week of July here.
So message and materials, though. I mean, it's simply, you got a simple message, simple materials, and, if we get to it as far as talking to a contractor, a month turnaround, they should be able to come up with something. And we've all, at least on this side of the table, we've all run political campaigns, and I know for a fact that my contractors have turned around message and mailer, materials within a month.
4 days.
Yeah, exactly. So we can have it done by the fair, but we got to get on it.
I want to address what you're saying. Mm-hmm. The people we're looking for is probably 1 in 100 in the best shot at the fairgrounds. We need to be focused to the person who's going to use this is the same person that would read a certain magazine, for example. If all these developers and builders and landowners read one magazine, that's where we want to go. The chances of developers going to the fairgrounds to look for work is pretty rare. For them to pick it up is very slim. I think we have to do something more than that. And I think we need to go to these people and say, what do you recommend? And this is our goal. And see what they have to recommend to us.
I agree with that. I don't think it's necessarily, as long as you're not spending a bunch of resources as far as manning a booth, because Marty's done it and I've been there for it. It is extremely intense having to have full hours. You've been at the booths and having to man the booths for every hour. I mean, or make sure people are there.
It's
brutal. But having materials available is a relatively low cost way to make sure, for those people who might be entrepreneurs and be thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I agree with you as far as, where we're going to get the most, where you're going to go fishing and catch the most fish. It's probably not there. But, if we catch a few, then great.
Yeah, we might.
You need to have it at the food court.
Whatever you do.
That's good. Well, the certainly a large version of this, where it serves as a banner or as a sign, as advertiser, you can see from, you know, a picnic table in the food court that's, you know, 50 feet away. That would, in other words, if we get this right, it should be a simple message. It should simply serve as both a little flyer as well as a big sign that would get their attention, because not likely they're going to go up and say, oh, what's that flyer there?
Yeah.
They're most likely going to see a sign, and maybe that'll pique their attention.
Fair enough.
And if you hang that up the side of the exhibition hall, that midway, that everybody walks down that midway.
In other words, a big banner. In other words, if you get the artwork right, you can make any size you want and plaster it up there so it's visible.
Okay.
Who knows what
before we get too excited about what size the banner should be or any of that.
I'm not saying what size. If you get it right, you can make it any size.
So in your method of keep it simple, can we give direction to them to get going on, you know, simple message and materials? And I like your idea of having a simple, replicable material that can be used in a lot of different mediums, but get them to work on getting some proposals to us quick so that we can actually get something.
Did you say awesome. Quick?
I did.
You mean like get her done quick?
That was what I'm saying.
I like that.
Yeah.
And something we can read at a glance, not something that's, it's not something a fine print thing, something that basically is a message board.
I like that. Something that would be like when you went to Hazeldale Association, mm-hmm. you could take some with you. Something when you go to the next meeting, you could take some with you.
That's good.
So the same thing that we hand out at the fair.
You hearing it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm a brass tacks kind of person. I need to know, are we talking about refining a proposal from Berger ABAM? Or
to meet the speed requirement, I'd say yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
We have a contract.
And if
that's
so,
for materials, and you have that all worked out.
Right.
And so
you
if so,
send it to them.
We would flesh out what they've already said with a little more on strategy and audience, mm-hmm. add a newspaper, and add a
newspaper. Back it down. Whoa, stop. Stop. Simple message. This is what we're asking for from them.
Yeah.
You give them, this is all the things we're doing for Business Friendly in Clark County, blah, 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 all of that. Simple message, simple replicable materials that can be done, you know, that can then be done in a lot of different mediums and sizes. Simple replicable message and materials is key, at least from my, you know, what I've seen,
and
from what we're all talking about. We're talking a lot of different mediums of delivering it, but it all had a simple message, replicable material.
Timeline.
So we call part one.
Something ready for the fair.
Part one.
Yeah, this is part one. I mean, we'll talk about, like, you know, what all these other things that we can do with it, but the first thing you have to have a simple message. If you don't have a simple message, you have no message at all.
And so, that simple message, part one. Part two is something after the fair, reach out for advertising.
Of how to, exactly, the delivery methodologies of how do you get to those audience. That's kind of the, once you have materials, then you can start figuring out how and where are you going to deliver these materials and that message.
He already has contract.
Yeah, we have marketing relationships already set up. But that's FSMG, that's non-county, so
don't get overly complex here. Go ahead.
So yeah, there's really two parts to this. One is the creation of a piece. And that's all that we need to do at this point, is have them create a little graphic, read at a glance piece, a graphic designer thing. And they can suggest how to get the word out, just ideas. When it comes to distribute them, inserting them in the newspaper, for us supplying various locations in the county that we can distribute, sending them out in our own email list, and that's something that we don't need an outside service to do. We know how to do that.
So I think we're all singing the same tune then.
But we're focusing on one potential contractor. This one.
Yes, we're focusing
on whatever's going to get her done.
Right.
Whatever's going to get her done.
Quick and easy.
Okay.
All right. We good?
Yeah.
So you can bring back a proposal, I would think, like within the next board time?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to involve Marty in that, because I won't be here next week.
Oh, Marty's involved.
I will definitely get
so
the
next
party
step
involved.
Proposal coming back to us by next Wednesday. If the contractor that you have on contract can't get her done, then let's be looking at this other, the marketing firm that we have on contract already through FAIR, and so that we can have something moving.
Yep. Just ask Don't we have any graphic design people here in the county at all?
We do, but remember we talked about that. Remember that fine line between marketing? We had this long conversation about not using our public information outreach office for marketing, for pure marketing. We had like an hour and a half long conversation. Yeah. I'll play the tape for you. It'd be a lot easier than us replaying the whole thing.
I don't have to play the tape. The bottom line is, in other words,
county administrator instructed me to research an outside provider.
Because that's what we instructed him.
Let's stay focused this way.
Yeah, that's what we instructed him.
So if you don't want to use any inside resources, we just go outside for this.
The county administrator instructed me that the board and county administrator did not feel inclined to proceed in that manner.
That was the direction that we gave, was to actually proceed with looking at a contract for this piece of it.
We were having deep discussion without conclusion, so we moved this direction to get it done.
Okay, outside service it is.
Cool.
Does anybody else want to?
It's a professional services contract.
So they know what to do. They specialize in it. Great. Good. Does anybody else want to offer anything on this?
All right, we're good. You got it?
Public.
Mary, you're going to do okay.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you, Mary.
Next thing, review of membership expenses. I talked to the one in Portland State Institute of Metropolitan Studies. I have information about what they provide for our county, and they said that, yes, they'd be willing to reduce the fee, and I'm working with them on that, and I'll bring back a proposal from them. I do not have one at this time.
Okay.
Anything else on the membership expenses stuff?
Other than the one we talked about before.
Right, and Bill's going to come back with a summary of on the membership expenses, what is the benefit to Clark County students for each one of these things. So that's something we'll be looking for from Bill.
He was going to summarize them.
Exactly.
So next week.
Good.
And then there was one more that was listed on that list that said was not necessarily on there, and it was a Columbian subscription. We do pay for those.
We do pay for the Columbian, yes.
Yeah, see, I was told that we didn't.
Oh, no, we do.
We have 29 subscriptions to that.
Throughout the course of the organization, yes.
And so I was wondering, why do we need 29 subscriptions?
It's a good question. Do you want Bill to look into that and see who has them and why?
I think maybe we probably should. Yeah, Bill could come back with that. But
look into that. Well, I have a question related to that because I don't know if Eric can answer or not, but I think the Columbian's thinking about doing online required subscriptions as well eventually. At least that's what one editorial.
I would think
a lot of newspapers are going that route, and we're going to have to broach that at some point.
The amount of business that we provide to the Columbia newspaper, that they would give us one, just like an advertiser. You advertise in there, they give you the newspaper, as a regular.
That is reasonable.
They do that also to keep us abreast as legislators. They provide all the newspapers that they're providing.
Were those all provided for you? I know they did the update.
They were all provided.
You know, the one where they actually put stories in it. I love that thing.
Well, that was our PIO did that.
Right, but did you get newspapers for free, too?
Yeah.
You legislators.
Yeah.
And so,
I guess so.
You know, it's like they think we have a good customer. You know, I treat them right. Mm-hmm. And we are. That doesn't take into consideration to another story. Of what we give them for notices.
I think it's an interesting concept. First of all, to look in why do we have 20, and secondly, what would we do? I mean, like, you know, what would they be willing to do, and what have they done? And thirdly, a lot of people do look at the online version of it. Now they've tried to do print only stories, but they'll put those online a day later. So a lot of people end up going online. If they go to a subscription online, is there such a thing as a group subscription? I don't know.
We'll talk to Bill about having him talk with the Columbian about subscriptions, both paper, the 29, and online.
More importantly, I want to know where and why we have 29 subscriptions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Why do we need 29 subscriptions?
And then what to do if they do decide to go on with an online subscription. Okay.
All right. That in on membership expenses side of it for now.
Yeah,
we got some follow-up, obviously. 2.4, CRC ballot measure and election time frames. The deadline's August 6th for work on that. Gentlemen, where are we at?
I got something.
Gentleman, where are we at?
I started working on it just a little bit before the meeting here, so I've got just simply a start of a proposal here. And the way this would work, I got an extra one just so I don't have enough. But it's a very, very drafty draft because I just started this like 15 minutes before our meeting, okay? Maybe that 15 minutes we started with after. Well, this is what I did. Okay. So it's not done, it's a start. And the idea is that we get input from the citizens regarding high capacity transit this November. So, since everybody doesn't have a copy, why don't I go ahead and just read it here, okay?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
We were looking for ballots.
This is well, here's the thing. The way it would work, according to Lori, what's her name?
Volkman,
is that in order for us to be able to ask the right question, we need to be able to pass, not pass a resolution, we need to be able to propose a resolution during our board meeting, and instead of us voting to pass the resolution at that point, instead we would ask that we would inquire the voters to determine whether or not that resolution should be supported. And so this is that resolution. And the way that we would ask the voters if this resolution is something they support is we would refer to this both by a title, a description, in a ballot measure. So this allows us to be able to get the most flexibility. It's covered by the legal requirements that it's relevant to Clark County business. So this is the resolution that we'd be talking about.
My fear is, and all this is passed through legal.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to get it through the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
On a per whereas basis. Mm-hmm. Before August 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We meet once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want me to come up with more specifics next week, and then we can...
My fear is that you've changed the direction and idea of what we were going to put on the ballot. We were really close to a legalized question on the ballot that legal staff was accepting, and now you're going to do something else.
Well, I'm open to whatever you want here. This is a brainstorming time. Though what's changed between now and the last time we had the communication is that the governors and the state senate, basically, and the Columbia River Crossing organization, they're packing up and they pulled the rug. So it's no longer a relevant question for us to say whether or not you support the Columbia River Crossing project. This is instead asking the question is where do we go from here? If we're going to consider a new transportation project, should that have a major focus on high capacity transit? That's really what killed this project in the first place. I want to be considerate of the rest of the people in the room who don't have a copy. I'm sorry I didn't make enough copies.
I'll pass my copy. What's your opinion?
I tend to like putting something to the ballot that actually asks a specific question based on a real proposal. Even when the question was, do you approve of CRC? It's at least a real proposal. It was something that people knew a lot about. It was a specific proposal. I tend to not like it. People like to ask people questions in the abstract because then the question's answers don't have as much meaning. So if you ask them, and it's been asked over and over again, do you support light rail? And we've had this conversation. A strong majority will say, I support it. Do you support paying money for it? Oh, and all of a sudden, the answer changes. Do you support a bridge? Sure, I support a new bridge. Do you support a bridge that is not high enough for transportation and for barge transport, transport?
Which
down it goes. Without a specific proposal, it's hard to take anything specific from the response you get. And it can be read like a fortune cookie. It can be read by people any way they want to read it. They can read it and make whatever they want out of it. So I tend to like seeing more specific questions that can have specific answers so that there's not a lot of interpretation going on as to what it means. So asking a general question about high capacity transportation to me is not nearly as valuable as asking, do you support light rail to Clark College that will cost X number of dollars? That's That I think is, you know, that's like, okay, that's specific. I can look at that. I say, this is how much it's going to cost me. This is where it's going to go.
So you want to bring a proposal next week?
You know, I think there's going to be a lot on the ballot already, and I think CRC is dead. So if I were you, and if you were looking at how do we move forward, I would be looking at how do we move forward with proposals for what might be next, you know, and because you got a lot of work to do, even within the folks that had dissent over whether we should do this project, as to what should be next. Should it be Sharon's or all that? There's so many questions within that. Seems like there should be some sort of effort to actually have a conversation with people about what is the purpose? What is the purpose? What is it that we're trying to solve? And go back to that. Because I think in some ways, you say it's light rail, in some ways I think that that's where we got off track, is that when the purpose and need was developed, the purpose was narrowly focused, and some people don't agree with that purpose. The purpose was specific to I-5 corridor.
So what do you suggest we do? What would you like to do?
I don't know. I honestly, it's a good question. I honestly don't know the answer. I've unplugged. I've unplugged a little bit on that project and on that for the past couple of weeks because, frankly, I spent 8.5 years, you know, up to my eyeballs in this. And so, for me, I've given myself the latitude to unplug for a couple of weeks and be reflective.
So that I know we're on the same wavelength, I'm hearing what you're saying. Let me summarize back to you what I think you just said. You're not going to put anything on the ballot if we leave it to you.
I'm not deciding on anything today.
Time is of the essence here. If we don't commit to do something.
So you're trying to put me on the spot, but the reality is this isn't my thing. And so...
It was last night.
Unfortunately, there's nothing to get... You can't get away from any of this. But as far as language goes for the ballot this year, I don't know. I mean, I'm not being obtuse. I'm saying three words. I don't know. And it's three of the best words that you'll ever learn is I don't know, because sometimes you don't. You know, and I honestly don't know.
Okay, then let me...
I don't know what the best next steps are.
Okay, well, so that I... So
because I want productive next steps. I don't want steps that are being taken next that are sheerly to make a point or to say what we don't want. And what I don't know is how to proceed to actually move forward in a positive fashion toward something real, you know, or toward something that we can actually achieve. And I don't know.
Okay. Then what I think you're saying is that you are not going to make a effort to put together something that's going to be on this ballot.
As of today, I don't know what it would look like.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think that's a straight answer. Yeah. Okay. Then the question is, Tom, what would you like to be able to see?
I think something absolutely has to be on this ballot. And for some reason, we're still not wanting to admit that at C-TRAN. I believe some people think it's still alive. It reminds me of the Wacko game. Wacko, Whamco,
you know, whack-a-mole,
where the head keeps fucking up, yeah. Hitting, you know?
Yeah.
It's happening, and we have people in denial for several years that the people want this, and we all know that they don't want it, but yet the people who say they want it don't want to listen to the people, they don't want to vote. This is a chance for people to say one more time, and you ask the proper question, do they want to pay for this bridge, and that's what the proposal is. That they're going to tell the promoters of this one more time, I don't want that project.
So you're leaning more towards something that would be specific still to the Columbia River crossing.
Oh, absolutely, I support a crossing.
No. I mean, as far as asking the question of the voters.
Yes, I want
specifically
to ask
on
a
that
specific question.
Right, I got what you're saying
about light rail and the CRC project. At the same time, we have to be specific here, but yet. As of tomorrow, we're moving ahead to still promote a crossing, just not light rail and the bad choice here. So, absolutely, I think we have to have a very clear question. A lot of people don't know what a resolution is, and they might not understand why we keep saying whereas, and then they might disagree with the whereas. then you're going to have to debate that whereas. Or they're going to want to add to the whereases. And there's a lot we could add.
In other
to
words,
it.
Make it simpler, more plain English for the general public out there to understand.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
I think we need to very quickly come up with several ideas, and I'll work on that for next week.
Okay, good.
Okay. Cool.
Yep, and just so that I'll take a turn at this as well. We understand that already people are coming forward to say, we want to build a light rail somewhere else. We want high-capacity transit. We want to rush ahead with bus rapid transit, light rail feeder. And the question is, where do we go from here? And really, that's the question that's in the air right now. Mm-hmm. Should any new major transportation project be focused on high-capacity transit? Or should it be focused on moving and making a new freight corridor, like the 205, 192nd Avenue Bridge, a new West County Bridge, a third and a fourth bridge that's designed to carry freight, motor vehicles, a highway across the river? Is that, or should it be transit focused to get people out of their cars? That's the basic question I think that everybody's asking at this point, because if we don't take the lead with a sensible, practical, congestion relieving transportation project that moves our county forward, that vacancy will be filled by light rail and high capacity transit forces. And it will sabotage the same, we'll go through the same thing of waste. And the community unless the community buys into it. And so this is an opportunity from the bottom up. Start with the citizens. Do you want us to focus on the same thing that we think killed this project, or do you want us to start with something that's going to be like a 205 bridge here or there? That's the question I'm thinking that we ought to be able to ask.
So
start with the bottom up, because there was two things wrong with this project. One is it was focused on high-capacity transit. Two, it was from top-down, forcing it upon the citizens. And we need to fix both of those things in order to get this right. So we need to bottom-up, ask the citizens first, and make sure that the community gets buy-in first.
So,
to get the process right.
So
the starting point, where do you start from, top or bottom?
I start with not demonizing any group of individuals or any project or proponents. That's what I start with. And there is the tendency to do so. There's a tendency in the Oregon side to demonize because it's one of the joys of being me is that I speak both languages from the Oregon and Washington side of this. In the Portland side of it, the demonization is demonization of those who want to build additional road capacity. Since the Mount Hood Highway was killed, and I mean killed, in the 70s, the last major transportation system improvement in Oregon to their roadway capacity was I-205. Even the bypass around Dundee, the Dundee bypass, has been hugely controversial. And it's because of the forces on that side of the river that demonize us. Demonize the Clark County sprawl-loving, car-loving commuters who come in and take their jobs. That's demonization from one side. Then there's the demonization from this side of all of those who would support the hippie, latte swilling, those people on high-capacity transit. And first of all and foremost, for a C-Tran perspective, the bus rapid transit that is being suggested is barely high capacity transit. It's big buses and stops working in the same traffic. It doesn't even have an exclusive guideway. It is just bigger buses. And you can argue that we don't need the bigger buses. That's actually a good argument.
Can I call for the question?
No, because we all had our chance here. And so the question was,
I'm not sure how
where
we got
do you start? The question was, where do you start? And first of all, it's where you don't. Second of all, it's where you do. And the where you do is with a positive vision of what is it that we're trying to accomplish. And that's the nugget that I'm taking away from what you were saying, because you don't know everything about the process or what was wrong or what people think. You don't. None of us do. And if you say you do, it comes off as arrogant. You don't know. So the only way we know is by asking. That's the nugget I'm pulling away from this. Is the nugget is you find out by asking, but the question that you ask is, what is the purpose that we are trying to reach? What is it that we're trying to accomplish? Not, you know, who do we hate? Who do we love? What's the method that we hate? The method that we love? What are we trying to accomplish? Then you start figuring out the means to get there. It's something they did right in theory in the CRC project, is establishing first a purpose and need. The thing they did wrong with that is they didn't involve enough people to really establish what the citizens thought that the purpose should be for this, for a crossing, for another crossing, whether it be replacing this or doing something else. So for me, I agree with you that you have to start from the bottom up, but you start from the bottom up not with a sense of who do you hate, what do you hate, what do you love, who do you want to fight, and who should we fight. You start with, what's the problem we're trying to solve? Can we all wrap our brains around a single problem that we're trying to solve? And I'm not claiming to know the answer to that, because that would be arrogant of me. You have to ask and figure out, all right, what's the problem? And then you figure out, all right, do we have people to dance with? You know, do we have people, other partners that we can bring together to help solve that problem? So that, for me, would be this first step, is to do that. Why I say I'm at a point where I don't know is that I don't know, because of the polarization and the demonization that exists to this day, to this moment, I don't know that we can do that. I don't know that we can have a reasonable conversation about what the real problem is with real people without it immediately getting polarized and people pointing fingers at each other. And that's so, it's disappointing, and it drains the life out of me. It drains the energy from my public service. So that would be the way I would start, is trying to lead in a positive manner to try to figure out, coalesce as an org, as a group of citizens to figure out what is it that we're trying to solve.
Yeah, I think you just perfectly described what I have here on paper. We're basically asking the citizens, where do we start?
Does this have to go?
It's not. I mean, you have all kinds of negative rhetoric and stuff like that. It's like, it's not what I said. Don't put words in my mouth, please.
Could we use a survey process instead of a vote? The auditor does.
I threw that out a long time ago, and WashDOT hated me for it, and the other side of things hated me for it, because one side said it wasn't as good of a... No, not you.
You get one like this.
I got some people on one side of me saying it wasn't as good as a vote. I got the other side of me saying they didn't want to pay the money for it. So, I mean... Yeah, I don't think we're not going to solve this today. I think that over the next week we have a path as far as getting some language. Commissioner Mielke is thinking more of a specific, trying to be more specific about the CRC project, with the theory being that it's not dead. You know, that it could come back, and that it would be important to get a true sense from the citizens to say, you know, if you try to bring it back, do the citizens want it back or not?
Ask them, do you want to move forward with what's proposed?
Right.
That's the question.
And
well, it's no longer proposed. It's dead.
I mean, when they're packing the boxes and leaving, I know. Ultimately, so what's not dead is there is a problem that still needs to be solved. And some people believe that the same solution will just be rehashed up and that it'll be brought back. That's legit. I understand, because a lot of money was put into that proposal, and so I can see why people would think that.
The zombie will live again.
Totally understand. And you guys, again, that's rhetoric and that's divisive language.
Zombie movies are
zombies good ever? I mean, what have you? Are there good zombies? I haven't watched a lot of zombie movies because I don't like horror movies. But I mean, I haven't seen a lot of positive zombies.
A lot of good demonization in there.
Yeah, thanks. You see what I'm saying, though? So that's one way of that is that it comes back, and then the other way is that we go more with like what's the next step moving forward? So let's bring both of those back next week, kind of get a sense of.
Do you want me to schedule Lori Volkman next week?
She should be here for the conversation, just from a legal
standpoint. Yeah, and in the meantime, I'd like to also bounce things off her so that I come back but not have a first look at it, so that she is able to come back. So behind the scenes would work. So let me just make my position clear. I am committed to ask the citizens the most appropriate question we can to get their input on what do you want to do for our area. And I will do my best to get that question right in the most positive, constructive way, because I believe in major infrastructure investments that will move our county forward. So we have to build infrastructure.
Understood. So you took it one step further than that. You're saying, what do you want to do? moving forward. What I'm saying is, what's the problem we're trying to solve? Because there are two different questions within that. I mean, those are two very different questions, but I think, for me, I back all the way up to, what is the problem you're trying to solve? I mean, and again, I'm not claiming to know the answer to that. I think there's been a lot of conversation over the years, but that's the thing I think you need to get at the ground level, because before you start solving something, you know this. I mean, first you have a problem, then you start solving it. And you have to agree on the problem statement to be able to have any solution that you can ever get agreement on. Right? I mean, that's true, right? You're laughing, but that is true.
Because you're talking to a problem solver to the core.
That's what I'm saying. I know, that's what I'm saying. But first you identify the problem. You say, hey, we got a problem. We need to solve this. And that's the problem.
I like how you talk.
I get it. No, I mean, and that's the problem that people had before, is they said you already solved something before you got agreement on what the problem
was. You're actually talking about problem solving problems.
This is my world. It used to be. I mean, I used to be, that used to be what I did. You know?
Get her done. All this comes down to, in order to actually get that done, it comes down to a yes or no, approve or reject. That's what it comes down to. It can't be a multiple choice question, I don't think.
Well, and that's
why I don't know.
I don't know whether we can do that problem, you know, find out what the problem is
as
through
a
yes
solver,
or no on
I can say we can get her done. We find the right way to ask a yes or no.
All right, I look forward to seeing that next week. We're going
to
see how we can get
that. I'll invite Lori.
And we already have the more specific CRC resolution/process to move forward that's already been approved. That's already been kind of stamped by Lori. And so we'll make sure she brings that too, because that is the more specific.
All right. You all have to adopt a resolution before this goes to the
auditor. That's why we're going to talk about it next week.
We've got notice requirements.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
Thanks,
Axel.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh. I'm just saying. July 17th.
Let me ask you, in order to put this on the ballot, is there a public notice hearing,
I was under the impression it doesn't have to be. We don't have to go to public doors to put it on the ballot.
That's a question to you.
Because it's an advisory vote.
I'm going to say yes. If you're going to vote on a whereas resolution to then ask the questions to ask the citizens to ratify on a ballot, and we're due to be on the ballot August 6th,
the resolution would be, so what they had talked about is doing the resolution in a public meeting at least, you know, potentially in a public hearing to allow testimony, but then, but there is no notice requirement under GMA or otherwise associated with this as far as having 10 days notice ahead of time or anything like that. So as far as the timeline goes, we had a timeline at one point, so make sure that, so we can make sure we have the timeline when we talk about next week.
Make sure that we understand if there's legal requirements for public notice X number of days. Certainly, this needs to be decided at least 1 week. I mean, we need to have our public meeting voted on in order for this for Greg Kimsey to put this thing on the ballot.
Right. All right. So Lori needs to bring that
next week.
Now what? This guy said that like half an hour ago. I think you said that, didn't you?
I said that a few weeks ago.
What's the expected turnout for November 2013 election?
I don't know. 30, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. I don't know.
We now have interest.
Yes, we're a lot higher now.
Because if we only get 35%, you're really not getting an answer to your question.
We're getting the best answer.
I get more than 35%.
If you did a survey, you might get a higher return rate than what you'd get at the ballot box.
I don't disagree with you.
You could ask a series of questions as opposed to putting all your eggs in one basket, and if you get the question wrong, you spent money getting it on the ballot and you don't get the answers you need. I think you peel the onion one layer at a time.
How do we do a survey, and how many people will participate in that?
You'd have to determine the sample size using statistical sampling.
So my world, and the reason I suggested survey back in the day was, and I mentioned it yesterday, is that I actually was professionally a statistical analyst for a survey research firm for 6 years. I mean, that's what I did. That was my world, is doing that. And that you just depends on what methodology you want to use. You can do phone, mail, phone. You can do email. You can do online. You can do a lot of different methods, but you can choose your sample size. And your sample size, larger the sample, the more accurate it is to your population. You can actually do as broadly as you want. You can almost do a population-wide sample that you're going to get return on. But that all of that is it's still not the same as a vote. even if you may end up getting more return. Nope. In a survey, it's not the same as a vote, and that's the rub.
We've done all kinds of surveys. I paid for my own survey mm-hmm. a few years back. Mm-hmm. The Columbian just did a survey. Yep.
I agree with Jim Stewart.
KXL.
It does not hold the weight. Yeah,
that's the issue.
Of a public vote.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm thankful that the Columbian did do a survey. And in that survey, 87% of people said they want to vote on mm-hmm. this. That's pretty good. They don't get much higher than that. So, let's give them a vote.
Yep. And it was an up and down vote. They didn't want to say, mm-hmm. do we want this, do we want
that? And half supported the bridge, over half. And then a little less than half supported light rail. Then it's like we pick and choose which parts, and this is the parsing of data that I always hated about survey research stuff, is that people will parse the data and only take the answers that they want, and that's why I got out of it.
Keep in mind, again, this is like 15 minutes, and it's not done.
Understood. We got a week.
Draft. Okay, so
next week. But next week, I think we all are on the same page that next week we need to get come to finality as far as what we're doing moving forward. Fair?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, cool. Next on the list is commission reports. Commissioner Mielke?
I got nothing.
Welcome back, though. Glad you're here. No, you weren't with us last week. We're glad you're here now. I have nothing else. Commissioner Medore?
Yeah. The board... adding copies of our resolutions and ordinances and the minutes and related documents to our county website in that grid. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
The question is, how are we doing on that?
Well, I was told informally, third or fourth hand, about it this week, so my first knowledge of it was yesterday.
Okay. Can you?
My answer is, Commissioner Stewart, I don't know.
But you will find out.
Absolutely.
That was always the follow up that I heard is if you say I don't know, then you have to follow up. But I'll find out.
Well, let's make sure we bring as much clarity as we can now, because this is board time, so that you have something tangible to move forward with. You've done very well to put a grid on our website that lists the dates, the meetings, the video links, the audio links. That's really good. What we'd like people to do is to include all of the related documents. For instance, when we passed the last resolutions and ordinances, if I go back to that same grid, I can't find them. And it would be natural for us to include the resolutions, the ordinances, the minutes, related documents, staff reports, all right there with clear identification. What is it?
That
in each one of those dates.
And that is in addition to what we talked about before, because what we talked about before was having the agendas for the next meeting in that same grid. We did not talk about adding additional information from the past meetings as far as the resolutions. It's a good addition. We should.
So are you good with doing it now?
Yeah, totally.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
No,
so
as much as we can have something in one spot so people can see things, that's great.
Great, that'd be great. So both for past meetings.
How far back?
Well, we just start with the most recent
one. How about
one start?
January 2013?
That's perfect. That'd be great.
That'd be great. I don't even think we did the grid until the beginning of this year anyway.
I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. 90 days back from now?
I would say start with the most current and then back up to get to January 1st. That'd be great. And in addition, that same grid, that is where we talked about, since people are going there for past meetings, it's natural for us to put the top record, the upcoming meeting, so they can find the proposed or the draft resolutions, the whatever documents that they would be naturally picking up at the back of the room, so that it's all right there in one place.
Agreed. Yeah. So does that provide clarity?
And how long would the stuff stay on, what do you think?
Permanently.
Yeah.
Permanently?
Yeah.
Ad infinitum?
Yes.
Yeah.
No sunset.
So, no, what you would do inevitably is you would have, as I think just about every other website in the world does, is you have a grid, and the grid has, 2013 meeting agenda, and then it has prior years. It has prior 2012, 2011, and you click on that link for 2012, and it gives you all of 2012. So all the stuff for 2013 would be front and center for the whole year. And then, this is how I've seen it on others that I like. Is
perfectly described it, most recent on top.
I'll discuss it with the clerk of the board.
Alright. Excellent.
And we'll follow up next week.
Great. And also at the last hearing that we had when we were discussing the wineries ordinance, We, at that point, communicated to them, at least I did, that we would put the reference to the WAC that had to do with the sound, because everybody wanted to know, what does that say? So that would be a related document coming up for the 23rd, in that same top grid that says, here's the upcoming meeting, and here's the related documents, and that would be a very important one, because so much of that has to do with sound.
True. Mm-hmm.
So if you can include that, the reference, that WAC, that has to do with sound, that'd be great. Sound nuisance.
Cool. What else you got, Commissioner?
Okay. Let's take a look. I think that's it for now.
Cool. And speaking of sound, one quick do-over. Fireworks. We've just finished the fireworks season, as is the case in every fireworks season, at least since I've been here, is that we get a fair number of complaints about fireworks going off in people's neighborhoods and people abusing the limitations. There are some people that don't like the limitations that we have set into law, and then there are some people that end up having to deal with people who just break the rules, who have just, you know, gone over the line as far as
that. That's why you have law enforcement, right?
Yeah, and the problem has been law enforcement is spread thin, and it's, you know, you can't go every time there's a kid running through the neighborhoods blowing things up.
Kids will be kids.
Mm-hmm.
Big kids too.
Ultimately, we haven't dealt with it in a few years as far as the guidelines. The final thing for me was I actually got, and the reason I'll bring it up is I got the same complaints I've gotten every year. Then I got a handwritten note from a six-year-old girl, and she couldn't sleep for a week and didn't think that fireworks made it the 4th more special, and that they scared her, and it was something that, for me, it was something that I looked at. It was, and it definitely plucked at the heartstrings, as well as just reminding me that, all right, we have a responsibility to everybody to actually, as we do with all of our ordinances, take a look at them from time to time and see what's working and what's not. And so my request is that we at least look at what is working and what is not. Ask law enforcement, what has worked and what is not? Is there a way that we can be more, that we can be walking that line of allowing people the freedom to express their, their celebration of our country and their freedom from living in a place where they are subjected to the rocket's red glare. So that is my request, is that we at least look at the ordinances that we have and ask law enforcement, are we doing the best that we can with this, or is there something that we could do to be a little more effective? That's my request.
Want to put it on the ballot?
Potentially, yeah. Yeah.
Have it ready next week.
Really? All right.
Make sure it includes light rail. That rocket red glare, you know.
Yeah, we don't want people coming over on light rail and buying a bunch of fireworks and taking them back to Portland.
We got to get that 6-year-old.
We're making a fortune off Portland.
We really are.
Yeah, we got to get her a little kitty hug.
All those nonprofit organizations and churches and kitty centers.
Let me ask.
Rely on this for fundraising.
What your focus is, because there is a valid window of time when people can light their fireworks.
Yeah.
Very short. And there's the people that light fireworks outside of that time, and that's when it sounds like it shouldn't sound. Are you considering the window of time when it's legal or the window of time when it's not legal?
A little bit on the edge of the legal. We have different rules and regulations than City of Vancouver, Camas, Washougal, Bowen. Everybody has a little bit different rule. And so the first thing would be saying, all right, where is everybody at? And are they, and how is it working in the different jurisdictions? So it's just kind of collecting information to say, all right, what are the other jurisdictions? And are we as consistent as we can be, recognizing that if you have different rules, if one place has 5 days more you can buy them, then people go to that place and buy them and then go back to their house and blow them up. The second and the more important is, are we doing what we can on the illegal side of it, as far as, are the rules that we have in place, are we doing everything that we can to be respectful of those? It's kind of, in wineries is a bad example, but it's an example of are we doing what we can to set reasonable regulations that can be enforced, that are, or do we, did we set random regulations that ultimately aren't going to be enforced and that, you know, that, that are creating problems? And I don't know, and again, I don't know the answer to either of those. I tend to, I'm not a fan of just banning them, but I get older, I get closer to it. Stephanie Turley's been working me over for a while about it, but I'm not to that. But it'd be more about saying, all right, are we as consistent as we can be, and are we as effective in our in the illegality side of it as we can be? And it's just kind of doing an assessment of that.
Didn't Vancouver ban the shirt?
No. No, they have one day less than we do. They have. If I'm remembering right, they have one day less than we do.
Half of the complaints I received were from the city of Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, there are definitely complaints all over, though. I don't know. I mean, that's 12. Part of what I want to assess is.
I think I got about 12 complaints.
Exactly. Are we hearing? Are we hearing it just because they had kind of focused in on coming to us?
Double
or
bad neighbors.
Exactly, and I don't know. That's what I want to kind of assess, is are we doing the best we can with that?
If someone's speeding down the highway, you don't shut down the road.
I agree. I don't disagree with it, but we do create speed limits.
And we expect people to follow them.
Exactly.
It's up to us to enforce it.
Exactly, and that's why I just wanted to do a quick check-in with law enforcement to say, are we doing what we can? Is there something that we could be doing better on that side of it? And then on the other side of it, saying, did we set the speed limit right? You know, is it a speed limit? Because you have to have it, a speed limit be one that is high enough that people will follow it without saying, well, that's stupid. It's way too low. I'm just going to go faster. But low enough that it's safe. You know, so it's that fine line.
It sounds to me like you're inviting a whole bunch of people to come in here and tell you how they
fireworks.
Love, they feel strong. Wait, don't interrupt me.
Yeah, sorry.
How they feel very strongly for,
yes.
Very strongly against.
Uh-huh.
And for that reason, I do not think it's appropriate for us to be able to either grant more freedom in some times or to restrict the freedom at all without a vote of the people. This is something, you want to change fireworks? Go to the vote of the people,
right,
and
I'll
you get specific
week.
And put it on the ballot.
I will
them,
bring it next
let
week.
Let the people decide. This is not
I've
up for us.
I've got people complaining because they can't buy them after the day after 4th of July.
Yeah, because we changed that.
We removed that. We shortened up the front end. We cut off the back end. People say, well, I normally go after the 4th of July, buy my fireworks for New Year's.
So are you open to me bringing you an advisory vote?
Sure.
All right, I'll bring it next week.
I get one vote anyway.
You can bring anything you want.
I haven't brought an advisory vote yet to you guys. I'll bring, I don't bring a whole lot, so I'll bring that.
The welcome mat is out for you to bring anything you want to any meeting you
here's
want.
Here's a format.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It doesn't mean I'll get a second
here's
for it,
format
but
for you.
Here's the format. I don't have to put a bunch of whereases. This is going to be pretty simple.
So to be clear, staff's not going to start working the fireworks issue?
No. I'll bring something next week for a potential advisory vote, and we'll see what happens. And I'll think it through and see how we might be able to make it tailored to make it something that would be helpful.
Okay.
But don't make it just 2 days because we'll have a stampede into the fireworks stands and have all kinds of safety issues.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, I think we might look back and consider really strict enforcement. Someone told me that there was like a $400 or $500 fine for illegally setting them off.
Well, and honestly, that was the piece I'm more interested in, is checking in with law enforcement to say, is there a way to talk about the illegal stuff that's going on?
Yeah.
Is there a way that we can be better at enforcing that? Because a lot of what happens in the neighborhoods that people complain about is people who are breaking the law.
It is always a good idea to talk to our sheriff and get our
so can we do that then?
Input from law enforcement.
Can we get input from law enforcement on kind of like just as a post-mortem of this 4th of July season?
Stellar idea.
Work session?
I picture having a policeman park his
not
car
a work
down
session.
The street and two officers, for
no.
example,
right.
walk the neighborhood.
Why do you make things more... Seriously, dude. Do you want to have it at the fairground, at the amphitheater? Is that where you would like to have this work session of yours?
Okay, so you guys are... I'm just trying to differentiate we're doing and what you're going to
do. We thought maybe there's a little lull in the,
exactly.
the activity, so we don't just
communicate with CCSO to get a wrap-up of this 4th of July. We've done the same thing. They're coming to us with ideas for aggressive panhandling and how to deal. And they had ideas on that because they
deal
with
it. We didn't fix that either.
Well, we're just starting on that. We're working on that.
I do have one more thing.
Go for it. Yeah.
And that is, I have to check with Anna. The communication that we have with citizens, when some one citizen calls or emails and says, well, I'd be able to have you, you know, take a look at this problem, and she sends it, or they send it to all three commissioners, it would be a good idea for us to be able to periodically, well, at board time, to let us each share what we're working on to make sure that we're not working on the same thing and duplicating our work. So, Anna, do you have anything that any particular citizen requested that we're working on that we have that maybe one of the other commissioners are?
I have a lot of citizen requests I'm working on, and periodically I will go into Commissioner Milkey's office and say, "Are you working on this? Have you heard of this?" I do that because we don't want to duplicate our efforts and we don't want to overburden staff. I think it would be a good idea for staff to understand that if they do get multiple requests, that they advise, yes, I've heard from Commissioner Stewart on this, I've heard from Commissioner Milkey on this, allow them that freedom to do that. And then also, if we get a resolution, like I have done on a few occasions where I've gotten a call back and said this is resolved, and I've emailed all three commissioners and said I got a call, this is resolved, so you know you don't have to work on it anymore. But I just think communication should be better. And I know that there was an issue out there with staff assigning emails that have come in to the commissioners and getting ahead of that commissioners and assigning. And I think that's resolved itself. I know Linnea is waiting on the commissioners to give her give her direction.
So the bottom line in that is that we're not, the intent is not to collaborate on working on the same project together with a citizen, but to say, are you working, you got that or I got that, so that individually we're working on one project and we're not both doing the same, serving the same customer twice.
I think that Chairman Stewart got it right when he said that it's like a fishing expedition. They're going to work with you for a month. It's not quite fast enough. They check in with the commissioner at the door, and then Commissioner
Stewart. Absolutely.
That reminds me of my grandkids. They get an answer one.
Yeah.
Funny how they learn how to do that. Mom said.
It's very true, and we have, and it's a great point. And we've talked at some points in the past. We have that, you know, and it's one of those things that we need to keep fresh. Is that we have talked with staff about, hey, if you're hearing from multiple commissioners who want to work on that, we need to be on the same. We need to know that, and so that we're not both telling. You know, all three of us telling you go in different directions on the same issue, and staying in touch on that. And I would hope that you feel like, and I'm looking Mary and Axel primarily because Mark doesn't have to deal with it as much. That you feel like you have that direction. That if you're getting requests about the same issue from multiple commissioners, that you're letting us know or letting Bill know, hey, they're working on the same thing here, and so that we can coordinate better.
Absolutely. You may recall I used to work directly in the board's office.
I do recall.
And I'm very familiar with the information-seeking habits of the citizenry.
But it is very good to refresh that, and so that we are coordinated, and now that we're better coordinated. The only caveat I put on that is that any direction to solve an issue is something that must come, you know, that is the board solving it. No individual commissioner can solve somebody's problem by telling staff to do something. That is not within our purview or our authority. We can't say, well, go waive this, do this, make that happen for that person. None of us individually have that power. Only by conversation at board time and saying, hey, can we do this like we did with Marty earlier today? That's how we have power to do that. But none of us individually has the power to direct staff to solve something for anybody. It's not our power. That we're all square on that, right?
I have a question on that because I do assist the commissioner on that.
Mm-hmm. And one and two, you don't get to count two that way. It's got to be two this way.
One, that's all you. Anyway, the question was, if commissioner receives an email directed to the three of you, then and that has it's appropriate to let the appropriate staff person know that the issue has come up, mm-hmm. ask them to look into it and give us an update on what they find.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's information gathering.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's what we do.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, that's great. I mean, just getting information, and that's the best, is being able to say, look, and that's what our staff has asked for, and we've had this conversation before with the previous boards and with this, is to the chain of when you get that email in, to be able to route it to the correct staff person and say, hey, I have an issue that came from a constituent. Can you look into this and tell me what's going on and what the update is on it? Absolutely, and then feed that back through the constituent. Hey, I'm getting the information on this. And then if there is a solution that's necessary, then that's something that that we as a board then direct.
Correct. Okay. Good that we're doing it right.
Cool.
Being that we've got a few guests in the room, I know we don't have to, but I think it'd be a nice idea for us to be. Do you want to offer anything? Any questions or any
well, first,
any comments?
Since I'm, that's, hold on. We haven't even done staff yet.
We have a veto here.
Yeah, no, it's not a veto. Oh, it's okay. That we have staff reports are next on our list.
In other words, the appropriate time.
Exactly.
I like appropriate time.
All right. Get 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And we've spent a lot of their time already, so I want to make sure that we get to the staff first, and then we'll definitely love to hear from you. But Axel first.
Just fill in the usual stuff here. So these are vacancy reviews for next week. There's one new position and various vacancies and other things. So
1 week advance notice on these, and we'll come back to them next week.
Well, let's take a look here because I want to make sure the system works for us. We don't work for the system.
You created the system, man.
It does have a note here. And I looked for it, and I found it right away. It has a little paragraph here saying critical, whether or not it's critical or not.
Right.
We could weigh that individually and come back.
Let me just clarify the way I hope this can work, because we want to make sure that we balance responsiveness with responsibility. In other words, thoroughness, but we don't just simply say we always hold things up no matter what. But we can have plenty of time when it requires us to look into it. So the way I would not like this to work is that we automatically just say, here it is, can we just wait next week, and we don't even consider what is in front of us.
You do realize that's exactly what you asked for, because we used to do it the other way, and you literally asked for exactly that. And I'm cool with if we want to go back and you've realized, hey, maybe we need to do it a little different. That's cool. Learning's good.
So I'm really glad I'm addressing this to make sure that we get this right. And so that's the way I don't want it to be. What I'd like people to do instead is if any one of us has reservations about the request, that we would hold off until we individually do our homework on it. But that at the same time, we would do whatever we can to equip our staff with timely responsiveness and take a look at these as soon as we get them. And if we're all good with it, then off it goes.
All right, we have eight of them, and I'm not good with any of them for this week.
Have you even looked at them?
That's why I'm not good with them. I don't have time to look at them. It's 3:25 right now, and we still have staff, and we want to hear from the public on this, and I have a meeting at 4 that I have to be at, and I need to be respectful of my constituents.
Well, let me take 2 minutes.
Nope, I got one. You set up a process. You said the process was if one of us had a problem with it, and I got a problem with all eight of these. Because I haven't had the time to go through them.
Let
so.
Me refine the process.
So you're going to change the process to suit your purposes?
No, I want to make sure that you understand how I think the process can work for us.
It just worked for me great.
Can I finish here?
You did.
No, I'm not done. Okay. It doesn't mean that we can't even look at this or have even discuss this for a minute or two. Okay.
Correct. That's what
I think
it means.
It's important for us to be able to at least look at this. So I have a few comments here. As I'm looking at this the first time, just like you, mm-hmm. Here we have a building inspector for building and safety. I've spent time down there in the permit office. They're doing fabulous down there. And they are trying to be as responsive as we can. And we made a commitment to the citizens when we went through our fee waiver resolution, and really there was two focuses on that. One was to work on the cost. We did what we could on the cost. The other one is to work on the speed. That is to make sure that the building inspection and building process is speedy and as efficient and streamlined as it can be. Here we have a building inspector. that would equip them. It's pretty obvious. I know I've spent time with them. You don't have to take my word for it, but I've talked with Marty on this. It's clear and obvious that they need this position filled. So I'm not saying that you have to do this, but I'm recommending that you consider filling that one because it's pretty obvious.
There's a whole bunch of people recommending that we have a whole committee that specifically went through a very rigorous process to recommend these, which is why we had a process before where they had gone through that, and then we came and we said, yeah, this, yes, 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 no, yes, and we did exactly that before, and then okay. It changed. And so I, on a quick turn, can't change. If you want to change the process back, that's cool. I'm good with that, to changing it back to what you just specified next week. But to change it without having had the chance to actually review any of these, we have these in front of us. We have an existing process. We haven't changed the process. If we want to change the process, we change it for next week, and then this batch and then the next batch
will be first.
Beside that, under the reorg plan, we are trying to delay filling positions unless they're critical. So it gives us more time to figure out if not, because they're all recommended.
They're all recommended.
And therefore they violate the intent of the reorg of delay and deep consideration. So give us a week for deep consideration. Then we can come back and debate it in a week. That way we all have more arguments and knowledge as to what I would recommend being filled. I recognize, because they're all recommended, they're all as soon as possible. I may not agree after more time to consider
okay.
it.
Alrighty. The point in my communication was not to win you over, but at least to share so that you understand how I feel about it. But I respect how you feel about it, so we'll wait till next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Commissioner. Axel?
Handed out the work session requests. Rebecca's starting to schedule out into October, so we're getting quite a ways out. You'll see the first one there is a request from Jim Muir to do the Planet Clark report out. He needs a half hour. Then this sheet here.
Top.
Oh.
Work session request at the top.
Oh, I didn't see that little one.
He's got it split. Yeah.
So Planet Clark report out, CRDC. Oh. Yeah.
I assume they would do that after the fair because they have a bunch of stuff that they do at the fair.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What is that?
Yep.
Planet Clark?
These will probably all be in September, except the one I'm asking.
Planet Clark is the building department's work that they've done on energy efficiency and otherwise working with the building community.
And then you've got CRDC final update to County Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan request in September for an hour. Mine, I need an answer to. I want to do a 502. I want to do it in August, but the problem is you guys are so booked up, I'm either going to have to book you for four work sessions in a morning or an afternoon work session to do it in August.
We had a CREDC meeting not too long ago.
Oh, I have something.
Yeah, an update. You had an update on their...
He's talking about a different one.
It's a different plan. So this is a comprehensive emergency management plan. Right. And I don't... CRDC, is that right? It might be CRESA.
It's CRESA.
No, that's just the wrong acronym.
I mean CRESA.
It's CRESA.
Yeah. I kind of question that too. But
the 502, we're not even... Are we going to have guidelines to even be have the conversation about?
Well, they're going to issue licenses in September. So the question for you guys is, are we going to put a moratorium in place? A lot of jurisdictions are putting a moratorium in place before they're going to allow the siting or licensing of...
502
these different uses
that's
in the county
initiative.
Prior to us having zoning, because we don't have zoning.
No.
I'm with
you. We just voted to put a more.
That was on medicinal gardens.
That was on collective gardens. This is on major grow.
I know, but until they actually have adopted guidelines, there's nothing for us to really talk about.
We denied action on commercial gardens.
Yeah, but this is different. This is like just, I mean, imagine storefronts, because that's what they're going to be licensing at the state level.
If I can't accept.
I know, but they may not give you a choice.
We'll wait until we don't have that choice.
But that's what I'm saying, is like until they make those decisions, there's really not a lot for us to talk about, because you know where we want, you know, where the board is as far as commercial operations on it. You know, we're all on that. So
the final draft rules are out for review. They're going to adopt them in early August, and then they're going to issue licenses in September.
Great. Let the state do it.
Okay, but they're going to issue licenses to grow recreational marijuana in your county, in our county.
Right.
In September.
Not just to grow, but also to sell.
And what I don't know if we can.
Be interesting challenge.
I know.
I don't believe the state law allows us to ban these uses, but yes. we certainly it's within our authority probably to zone them.
Mm-hmm.
So. End of August.
End of August?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then they'll have drafted the rules, but they won't have actually gone to the licensing yet, and so that we'll at least be able to know what they final what their final rules are. And by then, before they get to the licensure, I bet, I mean, if the feds are ever going to weigh in, they will weigh in before the licenses go out. Well, I shouldn't say if they ever want to weigh in, because they could always just go and try to bust operations individually, which would be stupid.
It's going to be August, September.
Yeah.
Last okay. August.
All right.
End of August, early September, 5 months work session.
Blah, blah, blah.
Long-term pending, yeah, you've got sub-area plans with Oliver, and you've got CRC community form. I think that was a Commissioner Medora request, and I don't know if this one's
still might morph into something else.
It's scratched for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have something when you're done.
The CRC is scratching that, the community form one, you know, because it may morph into something else, but it's not going to be that.
So we'll schedule those three, and that's it.
Okay, I have something.
Go ahead.
Okay. The... Clark County Economic Development Council.
Clark County Economic Development what?
Council.
CREDC. Columbia River Economic Development Council.
No.
Different one.
No, different one.
Okay.
The CREDC focuses on Portland Metro. 75% of the funding for the grants and all are going on the other side of the bridge, 75%. We need a Clark County Economic Development Council.
Yeah, that's federally funded, if I recall right, and we sucked into their program. In that
there's
how
state
we got
funding, there's some federal grants.
Yeah, federal grants.
Yeah.
But this particular one, this is the one that they want us to buy membership into.
No.
He's talking about a new starting a new organization that would be a replacement supplemental to CREDC is what he's
focused
suggesting.
On Clark County. In other words, the business leaders, job creators, the experienced expertise that we have right here in Clark County to help Clark County to grow up, stand on our own, not be a bedroom community for Portland, for Clark County economic development to happen. That would be the focus, and it would basically start. What I imagine is that it would form by inviting on citizens within Clark County as advisory board to come in and serve as a leadership for that. There would be a resource for us to help us to know how can we move Clark County forward in a way that that business development happens here. This is our focus. We're not focused on Portland. We already have that base being covered well by CREDC. This is a advisory committee for Clark County.
For Clark County commissioners? It would be advisors. Uh-huh. So is
for
this
Clark
kind of like the business advisory council that I mentioned yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh,
you want some credit?
If you're going to take stuff, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, but take it.
So throw a bright, shiny new name on it, you know.
So we'll give the credit to Steve Stewart for that one.
Right? Yeah. I mean, lots of people have had the idea. It's just a matter of, I mean, so I take no ownership of that.
To get off the ground, we put together business entrepreneurs locally and see what they have in mind as to how to proceed, right?
So ultimately, and I disagree that CREDC is focused on the other side of the road, but I mean as far as...
Oh, they're not focused on both.
They're focused specifically on bringing businesses to Clark County, but Clark County as a whole includes a lot of unincorporated and incorporated and ports. So it brings it to a lot of our partners. We don't have any business advisory council specifically advising the county commission on actions we may take to be able to help business. And I like the idea of that.
Well, at the last CREDC meeting, they approved the funding that they passed through, and 75% of that funding went to the other side of the bridge.
That was federal funding. It was a federal funding partnership that they established. I mean, you know that, right? I mean, that it was a federal funding package that they actually had to apply as a region to be able to get the funding and from the feds for that. But all of CREDC's activities are focused on this side of the river.
Well, we differ on that.
How many businesses have they actually brought to Portland?
How many have they brought to Clark County?
Actually, there's a list. I'll bring it to you. Actually, 20,000 jobs.
Here's what I don't want to do.
I saw that.
I don't want this to be a contrast with CREEC. It's not in competition with them. It's in complementary addition to them. It focuses on Clark County, and Clark County is our jurisdiction. So this is what's good for Clark County. So it's a positive on top of whatever else that we have going there, which is their CREEC. Hopefully we'll be good brothers, good cousins, will be complementary. So positive things on both sides of this. How do we start it? I would expect that we would start by defining the role, the commission, the mission, the vision, and bring that back. I don't know if we can have by next week, but just sometime over the next month or so, I hope to help to bring to contribute to that. I invite your other commissioners here to bring and help us to bring some structure to that so that we can form that. I've never seen how the advisory committees that we already are that are already formed, how they got born. And so you guys have that
issue we needed help on, and we wanted advice from a certain group of citizens. I mean, that's how they get born. So cool. I mean, that's how they, which is exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. I think that's why I wanted to make
it
sure
is.
We're still.
It is.
So what did we call my idea?
Exactly. Because I stole it from him. Well, he stole it from exactly.
And perhaps.
So what, the Clark County Business Association? No, we already have a Hazeldale.
Let's not worry too much about the name for this week. But
so we're looking for a mission.
Yeah.
Mission statement. In other words, the role. I don't want to over define it because I expect they're going to even help us with the vision of what can be done. Because basically, we are listening. Mm-hmm. We are inviting. We want to be informed to do whatever we can, because we're spread thin. We got lots of stuff we're focusing on, and these guys are the experts. They have I want to make sure we cash in on their input to us.
Be careful how we go, because you know, when this pendulum going back and forth, about a year or two ago, we started reducing commissions.
Right.
And now we're,
you don't
build now we're starting to add.
You don't
want
to build new bureaucracies, so, yeah, to use terminology I hear otherwise. But as far as having a focused, action oriented advisory council that is helping the commissioners be better for business, that's great.
Yeah, and the focus on this is small business. And there, you're going to, that's probably the greatest distance you'll ever find from bureaucracy is small business owners. They don't like bureaucracy. In contrast to government programs, big major corporations, for public entities, this is not them. This is private citizens, small business owners. That's the focus. I hope that to be.
Hi,
that's
I'm from the government. I'm here to help you.
What's that? Yeah.
Hi, I'm here from the government to help you.
All right.
Hopefully they can help us.
Okay.
It's an action item. No
staff,
more do-overs.
Kelly.
Axel.
Are staff working on that?
What?
Is staff working on that last
We're working
one?
On it.
We're working. We've got to define it first.
I appreciate
this. This is an FYI from Bill. He wanted you to know that Mr. Kimsey and the auditor's office got this. It's a good piece of news. Basically, the Association of Local Government Auditors came in and did an independent peer review of their practices for checking our practices. Sounds weird, but they do that, and apparently it was very good. They got high marks for making sure that we are doing things safely. This is actually for next week, so just take a look at it. It's a very brief introduction to something that Mike Burgess is going to talk about. There's a partnership. Basically, there's a... obviously, stormwater rules are changing. New permits are coming out. Water quality standards are difficult. It brings all kinds of bedfellows together. So this group is forming. It's labor, it's business, it's environmental groups, it's local jurisdictions, to basically go at Department of Ecology as a single partner with them to work on attainable water quality standards. So he's going to explain this and ask if we want to get involved or be a partner in this group.
Okay.
Next week. I threw my coffee in the car.
That's all I got.
Mark?
Nothing.
Anna, did you have anything else?
Nothing.
All right. Mary, do you have anything else?
Yeah, just briefly. Have a news release on 4 awards that the county's picking up at the National Association of Counties this month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's in your inbox.
That's good.
And the one that's getting the biggest of the awards is this product here.
Yeah,
this
cool.
Healthy Lawns. How to do it. In case anybody would like
to. I need to read that. I got a lot of brown spots.
Yeah. It is cool. They have some good tips in there.
More fertilizer.
That's right. Yeah.
That seems like a simple answer.
Yeah,
because
I already talked about the other project. So.
Okay, I have an alibi. Jeff Swanson?
Do we do?
I don't know if we do redo of his first act. I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind. No. The new railroad guy, Jeff Swanson, comes to work
Swanson?
on yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's not from Couch County, though.
Oh, awesome.
Starts on the 16th.
Excellent.
I will get him on your calendar for face-to-face.
Awesome. That's great. Good news.
And
really
good news.
Actually, it would be really good for him to be involved with this CCEDC.
Can I beat you to that?
Okay, wait. Pretend I didn't say that. Okay, now what are you going to share?
This Jeff Swanson is a member of a number of significant working groups across the river, the Working Waterfront Coalition and Freight Mobility and a number of other things. So he's well acquainted with these groups, how to start them. He teaches at Portland State University. He teaches logistics and economic development and things of that sort. He's got a consultancy. He's working on a PhD. Got more energy than most people I know. And so anyway, I'm anxious to have you meet him.
Cool. All right.
He just wants.
That's it.
It's gotta be good. It's
yeah.
Swanson, right?
Cousin Jeff.
For the good of the order, ladies.
But he can have.
What's that?
Yeah. I have some questions to define what you can or cannot do in specifics concerning this flight. Can you formulate something for an outside group to go ahead with, or do you have to just leave it all in there? In other words, do you have the means, the wherewithal, to offer these guys two or three different alternatives on what to give to the outside? You know, I'm referring to the flyer.
I'm listening hard.
Go ahead. Yeah. So do you have that ability to be able to formulate or present to the commissioners more than one kind of rough draft of what you want? Like, you would need something, two or three suggestions on what would you put on a banner that would be really attractive. Do you have the means to do that?
The county can specify what it wishes to receive from the proposer, yes, and the county would have the approval of it.
I think that, can I help clarify? I can clarify your question. She's asking, do you have graphic design capabilities that you could put together three suggested designs for your consultant to give them some direction?
That would not be consistent with what the board and county administrator have asked for.
I think maybe I'll play off of your question. I assume that the process that we're going to go through, we'll go out there, they'll bring some proposals, some drafts, and we'll look at it and say, yeah, well, let's change it a little bit, and we'll get some feedback, and then we'll get it so that we're all on board on that process.
I like going to a style show.
Yeah. I like the polka dots.
We have a prop you decide to throw your like.
Are you
a... I look around for that one, too.
So, Mary, are you assuming that's the way it would work?
Not even for drafting.
No.
Okay. The other...
just a minute. We have a question.
I think we answered it. No, we had another question. Pauline was asking.
I think you can. I've gone on the website, and I find it difficult, and I would hope that would be clarified and made easier. I also have a suggestion. Sometimes when I watch the Tuesday on CBTV, I think what would each of these individual commissioners, you have a little bit of comments at the end, but there could be more clarification, like in a written form, for people who do not spend 2.5-3 hours watching the meeting, but could get kind of a summary of, okay, you made a decision on this important issue of the marijuana, and this is why you did a little bit of that. You know, you're a libertarian. And so that stimulated me. I'm going to have to go look up libertarianism. And then
sure. I thought I knew what it meant, too.
Government out of your business.
My suggestion is to give the public a little bit more of your mind, your reasoning, of why you made those.
That's up to each individual commissioner to share. We each have Facebook pages, and some of us share like why, where we were coming from on it on our Facebook pages. Some of us
I
do it on email.
Facebook.
Some of us do it on email or otherwise, and we always have the ability to talk with you. But frankly, just as you have the right to tell me what you think or not think or not tell me, we have the same right. So
obviously, but you're the public servant.
Yeah, I know. And we tell you a lot. You hear from us more than you ever should want
to. Can I respond to that?
You can say whatever you want.
Obviously.
For about
still asking.
Two more minutes.
Okay. Just to respond to that, I think what you're... you prompted an idea that might we can add one more little feature to our grid that has the related documents and the videos and that kind of thing that we're talking about. And that would be to put right there on that same page the link that would the email link to each one of us. Got a question? Here's the email addresses so that people want to be able to they watch that. They want to be able to ask a question.
On the same
there's
page.
It all right there.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
To potentially have it on the same page.
I thought they already had my email address.
They
well,
do.
It's somewhere
it's just
else.
One page.
It's
removed.
Just not there.
It's one
so
page.
So this allows the engagement.
I'm just making it easier.
Without having
it's
to leave
good.
The page and find the email address elsewhere.
Yeah. Again, it's a matter of not having to hunt.
I think I have over 200,000 constituents. Thank God they don't all ask me questions.
Amen, brother. All right.
Well, I'm going to have to hire more staff to raise your taxes.
I just appreciate being here and listening and observing because this is very new to me. And I've learned a lot in just the weeks that I've come. It's given me a great deal to pray about.
Thank you so much for that
thank
prayer.
Thank you. Yeah.
Zane, you appreciate invocation. Okay.
Even while I'm here.
Yeah.
Now you know why.
If you got enough
your
on your prayer book already, don't go to the legislature or to Congress because there aren't enough hours in the day for you to be able to make time for all the prayer that's necessary. All right. And do we have anything else for the good of the order?
Nope.
All right. We'll adjourn. Thanks.
We made it.